I'm Jimmy Evans, co-host of the Marriage Today podcast. Today we have a great teaching for you that I pray grows your marriage and blesses you as you seek to center your marriage on Christ. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast channel to be notified of every new show. God bless you.
We're talking about how to be in an emotionally healthy marriage, an emotionally healthy relationship. And in healthy relationships, you don't control each other. Now, when Karen and I got married, I controlled her. I mean, I was a very controlling, dominating husband. We were on the brink of divorce. It ruined our marriage, and it always does. Control is simply not of God. But in Genesis chapter 3, you know, Adam and Eve sinned, and God created them perfect and put them in a Garden of Eden. The word Eden means pleasure and delight. God created marriage to bless us. God created marriage to be a place of pleasure and delight. And as long as Adam and Eve were submitted to God, they lived in a beautiful paradise. That's what their marriage was. But the devil tempted them and they rebelled. And when they rebelled, God cursed them. And God said to Adam, it's not going to be easy on you anymore, Adam. You lived in a paradise and you didn't have to work. But now it's going to be by the sweat of your brow that you get everything that you get. Then God came to Eve. This is Genesis 3:16. And here is the curse. This is the New English translation. And here is the curse that God pronounced over Eve whenever she fell. To the woman, he said, I will greatly increase your labor pains. With pain, you will give birth to children. You will want to control your husband, but he will dominate you. Now, this is not about women because domination and control is gender neutral. There are as many controlling men as there are women. But what God is doing here is he's declaring a curse now that they rebelled. And let me give you a paraphrase, the King Jimmy version of that scripture there. God says to Eve, when there was only one God in the garden, things were very peaceful. When I was God and you and Adam were under my authority, it was very peaceful. But now that there's three of us, it's going to be a fight. Now that you've decided to be your own gods, now that you are no longer under my authority, you're going to try to see who can have authority over the other. And you're going to want to control Adam, but he's going to dominate you. It's a cat fight with no decided winner. And so that is the curse that happened because of the rebellion of man against God. And let me say very clearly, and I'll say this at the end of the message, the cure for control and domination is to come under the lordship of Jesus Christ, to come back under the authority that Adam and Eve rebelled against. God curses control. Wherever you find a relationship where there's control, it's going to be cursed there. So why do we control? Let's talk about the causes of control. Why do people control each other? One is pride. We just believe that we're better. I grew up in a family system, not so much my father, but my grandfather and a lot of our family, the men were chauvinists. And we believed that we were better than women. When I married Karen, I just believed that men were better than women. I just did. I just thought Karen doesn't train very well. Karen's not like the other female relatives that were just real sweet and did what the men said. And it's just going to take me a little while to train her. And she did not train well at all. And finally, one day, the Lord broke through my heart and said to me, she's your equal. And I sinned. Chauvinism is a sin. It is a sin for men to believe they're better than women or women to believe they're better than men. And we're equal. In Christ, there's neither male or female, and men and women are absolutely equal in the sight of God. And men and women, husbands and wives, are totally equal. But you realize that a lot of people just believe for some reason that they have some kind of a divine right to dominate somebody else because they're better, but we're not. The second reason is deception. There are teachings that teach that men are better than women and that women should submit to men in the sense that men are better than women, biblically. It's wrong teaching. Everywhere I go, as often as I can, I teach that we're equals because we are, and the only way you're gonna have a satisfactory marriage is to be equals. And if men are the head of the home, if they are the head of the home, they're there to sacrificially serve their wives as Jesus does, with themselves being the last consideration, with the husband being the last consideration, if we're the head of the home. And there's nothing wrong with that. Women don't mind that. Another reason that we dominate is because of an unsubmitted, unsanctified cleric personality. Cleric means strong. And there are some of you that you're just strong. You're strong people. I'm that way. I have a naturally strong personality, and I like to lead. I like to make decisions. I've never been insecure in that. But the problem is when that's unsanctified. So when Karen and I first got married, I had a strong personality, but it wasn't submitted to God, and it wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit gives us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. When the Holy Spirit, my personality, when it's baptized in the Holy Spirit, it becomes kind and good. And my strength is there to benefit other people, not to dominate other people. But some people, and there are just as many strong women as strong men, but some people that have strong personalities feel like that they, you know, it gives them the right to dominate others. Let me say this. We marry according to our level of emotional health. Health marries health, and unhealth marries unhealth. This is my man hand. This is my woman hand. I had very high self-esteem, never had to struggle with self-esteem growing up, but I had too high of self-esteem. Karen had extremely low self-esteem, and so we were a match because we accommodated each other. She needed my strength because she has such low self-esteem. She needed someone with confidence, and I was so arrogant, I needed someone who would allow that, okay? So did it work? It was a nightmare. We got married, and Karen resented the fact that I dominated her, and I disrespected her because she was so weak. And so what happened was, and by the way, I was this, you always marry according to your level of emotional health. Health marries health, unhealth marries unhealth. So women who are very strong will typically find a real sweet, quiet man that puts up with it. And they're disrespect, they don't, it doesn't work because she disrespects him, she doesn't respect him because he's weak, and he doesn't respect her because he feels emasculated. So this doesn't work. So we got married, and Karen was the one who started to get healed. She began to pray. She began to spend time with God, and she began to stand up to me. And I thought, you don't do that to me, girl. And she did this. Well, what happens is like a teeter-totter. When the other person over here changes, the equation changes. So when Karen began to stand up, she was trying to force me. She just walked up to me and said, don't talk to me like that. And I think, you don't talk to me like that. Women don't talk to men like that. When I'm upset, my voice goes up. You can tell. So, you don't talk. So, I just thought, what do you think you're doing standing up to me like that? Well, she did this. She was healthy. She was standing up to me. And so, I told her to get out of the house. The night she stood up to me related to golfing. I'd been golfing, and I came in, and she told me, I want you to be home. I want you to be with the kids. I want you to stop playing golf so much. And I just told her, you get out. You'll pack your bags and get out. And that was the night that the Lord broke through my heart. But understand this. We were here. You may be in a marriage, and you're here, okay? You can change. In fact, let me say, by this time next week, you'll be fine. It's not that hard. This is not, you know, set in concrete. So let me say, so how does it change? The dominant person just has to sit down. You just have to decide, I don't want to dominate people anymore. This doesn't work. This just isn't working. This person really is pretty easy to change because they're so strong-willed. And so what I say to dominant people like me is get over yourself. Sit down. Start listening. Start seeking other people's opinions. Stop being so dominant and all that. So sit down. This person needs to stand up. Okay, so in our case, Karen started standing up to me. God humbled me, and I began to sit down. And so we were like this, and now we're here because Karen dominates me. She's way too healed. I've asked Jesus to take away some of her healing. I want her like here, but the sister's way too healed. So, but it just simply doesn't work. So if you have a strong personality, you may be raising children, and you notice that you have a son or a daughter that has a strong personality, teach them to respect other people and teach them not to use their strength to disrespect and control other people. Because they'll never be successful in a relationship if they do.
Hi there, Jimmy Evans here. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk to you about something important, mental health. You know, life throws us all sorts of challenges, and sometimes we need a little extra support to navigate through them. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is a platform dedicated to making therapy more accessible and affordable. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, or just feeling overwhelmed by life's pressures, therapy can provide you with the tools you need to thrive. That's why I'm proud to partner with BetterHelp. Their team of licensed therapists is ready to listen and help you on your journey to mental wellness. And the best part, you can access BetterHelp from the comfort of your own home. No more waiting rooms or scheduling conflicts, just quality therapy tailored to your needs. So if you're ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier you, I encourage you to visit betterhelp.com/marriage today. That's betterhelp.com/marriage today to get started today. Remember, Better H-E-L-P is just a click away. Thank you to BetterHelp for supporting our mission here at Marriage Today.
Another reason that we control is fear or feeling out of control. The most dominant people I've ever met are fearful people, period. In marriage counseling, when I find people who are very, very controlling, and I'm telling you, you can't believe, I could tell you stories, you couldn't believe the level of control that I've seen, almost criminal, almost kidnapping kind of control of one person absolutely dominating every aspect of another person's life. Okay, so here's an excerpt from a book called The Gift of Fear. And this book is about control. And in fact, a lot of it is about predatory criminals. Another characteristic common to predatory criminals and many other people as well is their perceived need to be in control. Think of someone you know who you might call a control freak. That person, like most violent people, grew up in a chaotic, violent, or addictive home. At a minimum, it was not a home where parents did not act consistently and reliably, where love was uncertain or conditional. For him or her, controlling others became the only certain way to predict their behavior. And so when a person grows up in chaos or pain, many times they'll make an inner vow. The last is simply not trusting God with our lives and the people, problems and issues of our lives. Not trust, and this is the big one. When you don't trust God to with people, you end up trying to be God in that person's life. Let me say this about Karen, or if you're married. There are things about Karen I just can't change. I can go to Karen and I can say, Karen, this and this and this, but sometimes she doesn't see it, or she'll say something to me. So in marriage, I have to go get in my prayer closet when I'm praying and say, Lord, if what I'm saying to Karen is the truth, would you change her? Would you show her? If you're submitted to a boss or something like that, and you have to trust God to change someone's heart. If you don't trust God, you're going to naturally try to manipulate, intimidate, or dominate other people simply to get the result you wanting rather than trusting God. So let me talk about breaking the curse of control, and I'm finished. How do you break out of the curse of control? Number one is submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about as a married couple, Karen and I make every decision in our home together. You can't find one decision in the Evans household that we didn't make as a team. We talk, and what I'm saying is we don't butt heads because we're both submitted to Jesus. I'm not trying to impose my will on Karen. Karen isn't trying to impose her will on me. We're trying to find the will of God. We are both submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Karen and I never talk about who the boss in our home is because Jesus Christ is the boss in our home. It's not Jimmy or Karen, it's Jesus Christ. And so how do we make decisions? First of all, we don't make each other pay a price for being honest. And if Karen walks up to me and says, Jimmy, I'm thinking about doing this in the kitchen. What do you think? And I say, well, Karen, I don't agree with that. She doesn't say, well, I hope you're fine with eating out for a week or two. Don't expect me to cook for you in the kitchen I don't like. So you're not going to pay a price for disagreeing. Okay, so number one, I invite you to speak. Second thing, we're going to pray. If this is a significant decision, we're going to pray. We're going to both hear God. I will not make a decision without Karen Evans. Why? Because she's my partner. We're better together. I have half the brain. She has half the brain. Together, we have a whole brain. Number two way that you break the curse of control is being humble and having a servant heart toward other people. Just you have to be humble and be a servant. You can't lord over other people. God doesn't give us that right. It's cursed. And God loves us. We're on our way to heaven. But I'm telling you, God will never bless that. Number three, communicating our needs, desires, and problems with others, and then trusting the results to God or those in authority. Women and men are equal. You have every right to say what you say to your spouse, But here's the million-dollar question. Who's the enforcer, you or the Holy Spirit? And see, when we cross the line as husbands or wives is when I'm the enforcer. And I said something to you, what we should do is say it to our spouse. Now, if it's destructive behavior, you have to take it to another level. When you love a person, you don't watch him self-destruct. So if it's self-destructive behavior, is hurting other people, you have to ramp it up, get some intervention, do something. But I'm talking about ordinary behavior. You go to your spouse and say this and this and this, and they say, I don't agree with that. Go get in your prayer closet and stick Jesus on them. Okay, listen to me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And if you're speaking the truth, he will be your partner to change your spouse. If it's not true, it doesn't need to be enforced. And there is that fractional possibility that you could be wrong. I know it's almost impossible, but it's possible. So you have to be careful. Here's number four. How do you break out of this? Righteously standing up to dominating and controlling people and not allowing them to abuse or dominate us. And if you've been controlled or dominated for a while, you have to flex that muscle. You have to flex the muscle of standing up righteously, not in a bad way, but Karen began to stand up to me. What do you mean? You won't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that. You can insist on respect. Don't talk to me like that. No. My voice is going up. When I get upset, my voice goes up. No, not really yet. You can insist on respect. And a lot of times the reason that people control us is we let them. And over a period of time, they understand we're not going to say anything. We're not going to do anything. People should know, especially if they abuse us, it ain't going to happen. I'm not a doormat. You're not going to treat me like that. And I'm not going to treat you like that, but I'm not going to let you walk all over me, but I'm going to be righteous about it. And number five, this is the last one, and I'm done. Submitting to each other in the fear of God. This is what Ephesians 5 says when it talks about the most revelatory text in the world concerning marriage is found in Ephesians 5. And it says, submitting to one another in the fear of Christ. Then it tells women how to submit to men. Then it tells men how to submit to women. A lot of times people will read Ephesians 5 and they think it's only talking to women. It's talking to men and women saying submit to one another in the fear of God. And what that means is both think we ought to be very respectful to one another. We ought to treat each other with great respect. And so here's what I'm saying to you. In an emotionally healthy relationship, there's not control. There's respect. And we respect each other and we talk to each other in respectful ways. And because of that, we gain trust. You trust me because you know I'm going to speak the truth to you, but I'm going to do it righteously, and I'm not going to try to enforce it. And there's trust, there's intimacy, there's goodwill.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.
Thanks for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. This podcast is a part of a larger collection called Exo Podcast Network. The Exo Podcast Network exists to bring you free marriage building content that will give you help and hope for your marriage. With marriage experts like David Ashley Willis, Mark and Grace Driscoll, and Luis and Kristen Roman, you will get an incredible amount of marriage wisdom as well as a lot of laughter and fun. To find all of our other podcasts, go to exomarriage.com/podcast or search for the Exo Podcast Network in your favorite podcast app.